AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Cal Penn.
Show. I'm Cal Penn, and it's Taylor Swift's birthday! Yes! Finally, a day where everyone can celebrate her. It's about time. All right, we got a great show for you tonight, so let's get into the headlines. Let's begin with the 2024 presidential race, a decision that will come down to how deeply Americans hold the very democracy that sustains our society. And also, stuff like this.
Tonight, the former president, Donald Trump, fundraising off his mugshot again. He's now offering people the chance to buy this, quote, historic gift just in time for Christmas. Mugshot edition. That's what they call it. Digital trading cards. And if you buy 47 of them, you will get a piece of the suit Trump wore when his mugshot was taken. And to do all of that, it will run you about $4,600.
My last two Trump digital trading card collections sold out in just hours. And now I'm back with my latest series called the Mugshot Edition. It is an authentic piece of the suit I wore when I took that now famous mugshot. And it was a great suit. Believe me, a really good suit. It's all cut up and you're going to get a piece of it. I'll be autographing some of them. A true collector's item. This is something to give to your family, to your kids, your grandchildren.
Ah, yes. What a perfect gift for the dad you stopped talking to. I wish that I loved anything as much as Trump loves scamming his own supporters. And look, if you're thinking, oh, this isn't funny, he's tricking people out of their hard-earned money for pieces of fabric from indicted men's warehouse. Let's be honest, okay? It's not like this money was gonna otherwise end up in a Roth IRA. It was either an NFT of Trump or a second pet snake. In fact, the popularity of these NFTs makes me think that Biden should run this video as a campaign ad. Because if you can afford, right? If you can afford to blow $5,000 on a piece of a suit with mustard stains, the economy must be doing pretty good. And I will confess something to y'all. I actually think these are all really pretty cool cards. They got Trump as a soldier? Trump with lightning hands? Trump as a robot? But, like, why don't any of these cards show off his amazing policy accomplishments? Like, where's a card showing Trump tackling a doctor who's about to perform an abortion? Like, where's the one of him heroically catapulting a refugee child far away from his family? Oh, was that too much for you? Or how about one of him patriotically lighting a tiki torch for a neo-Nazi? Yeah, those was the days, y'all. Those was the days. Second term's gonna be great. All right, let's move on from something that's destroying America to something that's destroying the whole world. climate change. Very uplifting for you tonight, I'm telling you. Everyone knows that it's time to stop talking and do something about the climate crisis. And that's just what the nations of the world are talking about doing.
An historic deal has just been announced at the COP28 climate conference in Dubai. It urges nations for the first time to transition away from fossil fuels.
So the most significant thing about this is that agreement to transition away from fossil fuels. And in the 28 years of these summits, this is the first time the final agreement actually uses the words fossil fuels. Now, other key points of this deal include a call to triple the amount of renewable energy sources worldwide by 2030 while relying less on fossil fuels, and achieve what's known as net zero carbon emissions globally by mid-century. And in the end, these are just words on paper. What matters now is whether or not nations quickly cut their planet warming emissions.
That's right. The world's nations pledged net zero emissions by 2050, which is fantastic. But they also offered no plan to enforce it, which is not fantastic. This agreement is basically like when you tell a former coworker that you should get together sometime. Like, yeah, we should totally grab a drink, definitely by 2050. I'll text you. Even holding the conference in one of the oil capitals of the world was a major f*** you to climate change. It's like celebrating Hanukkah at Kanye's house. Like, look, I'm not saying COP28 was a bad idea itself. Like, people's Insta posts look super fun, but maybe there should be some consequences for not achieving your goals, aside from, you know, like the whole world-ending thing. Either way, look, congratulations, COP28. You may not have solved the climate crisis, but you didn't not solve it. And finally, let's talk about gerrymandering. It's the reason some congressional districts in America look like a Rorschach test. Well, that one just looks like my kindergarten teacher yelling at me. Gerrymandering is when politicians draw districts to help their party win, because the alternative is winning on your ideas, and that's like way harder. With Congress so closely divided, control of the House could hinge on which party gerrymanders the best, which is why a court decision in New York could change everything.
New York's highest court has thrown out the state's congressional map, a ruling seen as a major win for Democrats.
The new maps to be drawn by the Independent Redistricting Commission could give Democrats a shot to take back the U.S. House. A high court ruled last year that Democrats had unconstitutionally gerrymandered districts. A neutral court-appointed special master drew new lines that helped Republicans flip four seats last November. But judges today said those maps were only supposed to be temporary, and in a 4-3 vote, the Court of Appeals upheld a challenge and tossed out the current maps.
That's right. New York's highest court is letting Democrats gerrymander again, which is not good for democracy. Unless it helps Democrats protect democracy, in which case being bad for democracy is good for democracy. I'm so confused. Oh, my kindergarten teacher was right. I am stupid. The question is, is it unethical for Democrats to engage in gerrymandering? And to debate this moral dilemma, we turn to Ronnie Chang and Desi Leidick. Ronnie, let me actually start with you. Should Democrats be doing the thing they've always criticized Republicans for?
Of course not, Cal. And after that question, and I mean no disrespect, but I've lost all respect for you. Like Trump says about his sons, two wrongs don't make a right, okay? In the Olympics, when Russia gets caught doping, we punish them. We don't let every other country start doping. All that would do is create a world of athletes with tiny balls the size of sesame seeds.
Okay. That's a fair point. Desi, what do you think?
Well, Cal, in my professional opinion, I think Ronnie should stop being such a little bitch. When your opponent plays dirty, you throw on your brass knuckles and punch him right in the sesame seeds. You don't stand there complaining about the rules. You take the rule book, you rip it in half, you shove half of it down their throats and the other half up their butts, and then the whole book is in their stomach while your arms are still in there and you're just playing them like an accordion until you win back the house.
Desi, that's gross.
Thank you.
Okay. See, this is the problem with America, okay? Every solution is just more of the same problem. That's how you end up with an app on your phone to tell you you're using your phone too much, you f***ing children. Where does this end, Desi? Where does it end?
It doesn't end, Ronnie. In fact, why should Democrats stop at gerrymandering? Hell, stack the court, steal the election, go to third base during Beetlejuice. Why do the Republicans get to have all the fun?
Desi, that is anarchy.
Yeah, but they started it, Cal. It's like I said to that tow truck driver, if you're going to take my car, I'm taking yours. And my car was already attached, so now I got two cars.
Math checks out.
Cal, this is the slippery slope I'm talking about, okay? This great nation that I've lived in on and off for a few years was founded on principles. And when we give up those principles, whatever they are, we give up on ourselves.
That's a beautiful sentiment, Ronnie.
Yeah, that's a beautiful sentiment, Ronnie. Too bad I just gerrymandered your box, bitch.
Yo, hold on. Yo, what the hell? Who's my box? Hey, Cal, do something.
Desi, Desi Linick and Roddy Chang, everybody. When we come back, we discover Santa's terrible secret, so don't go away.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats. Even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
To The Daily Show. It's almost time for Santa's trip around the world. And if you've ever wondered how he makes all those toys, well, the answer is a bit disturbing.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah, yeah, Merry Christmas. Wait, why are you so skinny?
Oh, oh. Oh, Zampik! Santa's got a revenge body! Wait, hey, what happened to all the toys?
Yeah, listen, Santa, we have to talk. There are no toys. We don't have any money left for toys.
Money? No, we make the toys. You know, all little trains and dolls we build from wood and dreams and lead-based paint.
This isn't the 1820s anymore, old man, okay? Kids want iPads and game consoles and Roblox, whatever the f*** that is. And we need to buy that shit, okay? You think I can hammer out a PS5 with this?
Hey, what do you say?
I'm saying this workshop is a ho-ho hoax. We've been borrowing money for 70 years to buy real toys that kids want. And now the bank is demanding repayment.
Well, how much do we owe? Oh, Jesus! Holy shit! I'll have to sell my body.
Okay, we don't have to go right to that.
Okay. What if I kill myself for the insurance money?
No, maybe. If you're gonna do that, you might as well sell your body and then kill yourself. That way you can get twice the money.
Jingle, jingle, Nicholas. It's the bank.
Shit, it's the bank rep. I thought we had more time.
How does the bank know where we live? All the mail just says North Pole.
Hi, Santa. Just stopping by to see where our f***ing money is.
Well, it's coming, okay? It's coming. We just need a little more time.
Oh, do you? Do you need a little more time?
Yeah. Hey! Don't hurt him, okay? This is my fault. We just don't have the money.
We don't have the money.
Oh, okay. No problem. That's what collateral's for. Repo the sleigh, turn this place into a Cinnabon, and sell the elves to Apple.
No. Listen, listen, Mrs. Bank, please, think of the children. You're gonna break their little hearts.
Hey, what do we do with these reindeer?
Shoot them! Sell the meat!
No, don't do that! Come on, what about the Christmas spirit?
Wait, what's this?
It's a list of which gift each good boy and girl is gonna get this Christmas.
Do you realize the insider trading we could do with this thing?
Isn't that, like, super illegal?
Oh, like they would ever arrest a finance executive. How about this? You give me this list, and I give you more time to get our money.
Okay, deal.
And so, Santa and his merry elf chopped up the body of the banking executive and fed it to the reindeer. And Christmas was saved. Until next year. But that's next year's problem. Merry Christmas to one and all.
When we come back, Mike Massimino will be joining me on the show. Don't go away.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a former NASA astronaut and New York Times bestselling author who's here to talk about his latest book, Moonshot, A NASA Astronaut's Guide to Achieving the Impossible. Please welcome Mike Massimino. I am a huge space nerd, okay?
So am I.
Most of my tattoos are space related from Voyager 1 on. I knew when I was backstage that I needed to, like, come up with very smart, engaging questions for you. You've been to space twice, and so I wrote a bunch of them down, but I just got to ask you how cool it is to go to space.
It is. Awesome? It's pretty cool.
Yes.
It's really cool. Yeah. I would say the coolest part, though, of it was getting a chance to spacewalk. You know, it's pretty cool inside the spaceship. You're doing some work and looking out the window, floating around. It's kind of cool. But you go outside in a spacesuit. Now the whole world opens up to you. You can see the planet and how beautiful it is. Mm-hmm. And when I first saw the planet from a spacewalk, you can kind of see it in its entirety. You see the curvature of it. And I thought to myself, it's so beautiful. It's more beautiful than human eyes can withstand. I shouldn't be looking at this. And I actually turned my head. Don't look at it. And then I said, you idiot, of course you're supposed to look at it. What else are you going to get here? So I looked again, and I just got overcome with emotion. I started to tear up a little bit, Cal. Yeah. And then I got petrified, because if you introduced water into your spacesuit, it could cause a problem. Oh, wow. And there would be an investigation, and I'd have to admit that I was crying. And there's no crying in space. Your friends will make fun of you. But the third time I looked, the thought that went through my mind was, this is a view from heaven. This is a heavenly view. And then it was replaced by another thought, which was, this is what heaven must look like. Wow. I think we're living in an absolute paradise. You can also see the thinness of the atmosphere. You were talking about global warming. You know, that atmosphere, that thin line, if you think of the Earth as an onion, mm-hmm. that top thin layer of the onion is the size relationship of our atmosphere to the rest of our planet. That's the only thing that's keeping us alive. You know, you look the other direction, you see the Earth here, and you look out here and you see the darkness. Kind of cool. You mm-hmm. see stars. We checked out the neighborhood, man. We got nowhere to go. We've got to make this planet work.
When you're up there, look, you gave me chills when you were talking about that. When you look at the world, I think most of us, you know, we feel like things are kind of shitty right now. You know, there are a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Do you have hope when you're up there and you look at things? It sounds like you only focused on the beauty.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think you see the Earth the way it's supposed to be seen from that vantage point. You just see this beautiful creation. And I have the sense, I really do believe we're living in a paradise. Now, people will mess it up, right? We do lots of bad things to each other, and there's a lot of bad stuff going on. But I think there is that possibility for happiness and love and beauty. And we should try to remember that every day. Every day I try to remember that view mm-hmm. and apply it here on Earth. You know, whether I'm on the New York City subway or I'm looking at the ocean, you know, wherever it is, there's beauty everywhere.
I was reading this. You got rejected from the NASA space program three times.
That's like, right.
Did you have a plan that at a certain point you were going to give up, or how did you persevere through?
No, I'd still be trying now, I think. Okay. I don't think. I was at first. So NASA puts out a call for astronaut applications every couple of years. They still do that for those who are interested. First time I applied, I got a letter back that said no. Uh-huh. Right. I applied again, and I got another letter back a few years after that first time that said no with an exclamation point. But I kept trying. Third time, I got an interview. So the interview is not just an interview, but it's also a bunch of medical exams. And I was medically disqualified because of my eyesight. I couldn't pass the medical exam, the eye exam.
Yeah.
And it was pretty disheartening, because once you're disqualified, they said they wouldn't even read my application again. And they didn't accept any medical procedures. But I found out about vision training. So little kids, when their eyes are still developing, if they have eye issues, they can go through training and improve their eye muscles and their vision. And I made an appointment with an optometrist, and she sees me sitting in a chair, and she goes, you know, I've never worked with an adult. And I said, Dr. Hopping, I can be so immature, you won't know the difference. Please, I begged her to help me. And she did, and I was able to pick up a couple lines just so I could try again. At least I could submit again. And I got another interview, and then I got picked on the fourth try.
Wow.
So I'd still be going at
That's
it now.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know, when I was in seventh grade, I went to space camp.
Right.
I was the shuttle commander at space camp.
Oh.
I wanted to be an astronaut, and then they told me the whole vision thing at the time.
At the time.
I wore contact lenses.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I guess I can't be an astronaut. And then later I was like, oh, also I'm bad at science and math. So, like, that's probably
but
the other part of it.
You should never let things stop you from at least trying,
that's
though,
true.
Cal.
That's true. That's why I'm here.
There you go.
Yeah.
See that?
You know,
there
you are. I picked a different career.
There you go.
You recently, I think, commended Congress for investigating UFOs, at least sort of reporting on all that.
Yeah.
And whenever I see these stories on TV, I feel like everybody just thinks of, like, aliens coming down here, right?
Yeah.
And no one ever talks about the difference between life that seems to exist, Drake equation and all of that out there, versus intelligent life and the possibility that intelligent life could have visited us. Can you walk us through what each of those things are and why there's so much hype around it?
I think, well, the congressional thing, what NASA's been doing is looking into UAPs. They used to be UFOs. I kind of like UFO.
Yeah.
Right? But now they're UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon. And so they put together a pretty good committee on that. Very, very reputable people. And they came up that with the finding that about 95% of the sightings can be explained. But there's still that 5% we don't know what it is. That doesn't mean it's E.T. coming to visit.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably a weather phenomenon or maybe some other aircraft they don't recognize or a drone or something. So I think it's good they're trying to find out what that 5% of whatever they don't know is yet. Yeah. That's flying around here. The intelligent life versus the signs of life, the intelligent life is like E.T. showing up. There's no real evidence of that happening yet.
Okay.
And we don't really have the ability to go that far to find anybody. So they got to come find us. We need, you know, they need whoever it is. They've got to come and find us. I think that day will probably happen sometime. It hasn't happened yet. But the search for life, even within our own solar system, which I find very intriguing, we thought that, like, for example, the way out at the end of our solar system, some of the moons that are out there around Jupiter, we thought they were just frozen blocks of ice.
Mm-hmm.
And what we find is that they're warmer than we expected, and there's probably oceans underneath that ice. And we think that life began in the oceans here on our planet. So who knows what could be going on there? Probably not any real life that we would think, or intelligent life. But even just those building blocks being that close to us, I think gives us hope that there's probably somebody else out there. There are billions of galaxies with billions of stars in each, most of which have multiple planets orbiting around those stars. I can't imagine we're the only ones here in the universe, but we still haven't found each other yet.
That's really exciting. I mean, I hope we do in our lifetime.
Sir, I'd be very excited when that happens. That's going to be big news.
I wanted to ask you a huge news. I mean, I was secretly just hoping you roll in here like, all right, let me tell you something.
No, I don't have
anything. No longer in the program, I can tell you what I saw.
Yeah, no, I wish I could. No, I have nothing like that.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, fine. Big news, man. I think it's going to be hard to cover that one up. You know, we're going to find out about it.
Yeah, we'll know when we know.
I agree.
I am not going to ask you how do you poop in space, because that's childish.
Yeah.
I am going to ask you how do you poop in space, because I'm genuinely interested.
Yes. It's actually a pretty interesting process and requires a lot of training.
Really?
So, yeah, we would get trained. Okay. So, it'd show up on your schedule when you're going to fly in space. You get rendezvous training and robotics training and space. And there would be potty training. That's what they called it.
Really? Yeah.
Potty training. And we had the space shuttle toilet that we would get trained on. And in the simulator, in the little training facility we had the real toilet that you could actually practice pooping in, because you want to practice everything.
Yeah.
And we also had another toilet next to it that you wouldn't poop in. That was used to practice alignment, because the key for pooping in space was hitting a very small target. It's not a big flush toilet.
Okay.
It's a little opening, and you like open this little window to it, and you look down. It's very small, so you've got to be properly aligned.
Okay.
So to practice that,
yeah.
This is when the instructors would leave the training area. You'd lock the door.
Yeah.
There was a camera inside of this training.
Oh, come on. Looking at your hole?
Look, I don't have nothing for you on aliens, but I've got this. Okay? This is the truth. These are the real deep, dark secrets at NASA. They want you to talk about UFOs because they don't want you to know about this stuff. Okay?
Right.
So this is real stuff.
Okay.
So you have to, with this camera looking up, right, you have a short circuit TV right there, little TV, and you practice your alignment to make sure that you're right in the center of where that opening is. And then the instructors, what they told us was, memorize that body position. Because when you get to space, you can't like see what's going on. There's not going to be a camera down there. You have to. So what I remember was, I'm riding a chopper. That's what it felt like. I'm riding a chopper, and I replicated that in space. And we would get that training. Right to refresh us right before we'd go to the Cape was very important. I was cued into this, Cal, by a very famous astronaut, John Young. You remember John Young?
Went to the moon, right?
Went to the moon. Yeah. He flew in space 6 times, was the first commander of the shuttle. He walked on the moon. Only 12 people walked on the moon. He was still an active astronaut. He was in his late 60s when I joined NASA. I'm flying in a T-38 with him, just the two of us. And we got to know each other, and I asked him, what was the moon like, John? I finally worked up there. What was it like on the moon? And he says, Mike, I tell you, the best thing about it is you can finally take a shit. Right? You can finally take a shit. And I go, what? You know, what's that all about? He goes, Mike, go find out in space. You know, your gravity helps us with our digestion. And you're floating around in zero gravity for a couple days, and you just can't move anything. You get on the moon, that 1/6 gravity is just enough so you can let go.
It's like very helpful. helpful advice.
Very important.
Very
training.
Helpful advice.
Very important.
Your book is fantastic. I read it the day it came out. I would love for you to quickly talk about the 30-second rule. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, so 30-second rule is if when you make a mistake, you don't want to make mistakes, but you are going to make mistakes. You don't want to ruminate over them for a long period of time. Take yourself out of living, you know, because you're so upset with yourself. But it's okay, I think, to be upset. So what I learned in my training was when you make a mistake, and I use this in space, you make a mistake, oh, man, that was a terrible mistake. You can feel upset, but cap it at 30 seconds. So 30 seconds to beat yourself up, call yourself names, just be brutal to yourself. Don't vocalize any of this because you'll scare the people next to you. Just keep it internally. But after that 30 seconds is over, it's over. You've had your little rant. It's time to move on.
I had an acting teacher who had a similar rule. She would say, if you screw up an audition, and you will screw up many, give yourselves 24 hours to get over it. Because, you know, we're like super dramatic. Actors are crazy. We're just crazy, right? So you'd go 3 weeks beating yourself up over something. Yeah. She's like, no, 24 hours. It sounds like the 30-second rule is like perfect for actually smart scientist people. The rest of us are too self-absorbed. We need a full 24 hours. Yeah, man. So thank you for sharing that.
Try the 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. Mike Massimino, everybody. One shot is
Thank you.
Mike, thanks for coming. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this from this book. Fantastic. Thank you, my friend.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
That's our show for tonight. But before we go, please consider supporting Make the Road New York. They provide legal support and advocacy for immigrant and working class communities. If you can, please donate at the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.